Motherfuckers!
Doing all right.
We survived, by the way.
Barely.
We are back.
Some of us better than others.
Yeah. Taj.
Yeah. Hey, who had smart money on Taj quitting first?
All of us.
I think we all...
It wasn't smart money. It was easy money.
Easy money.
Anyways... comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to episode 201.
201.
It's not as impressive as 200.
No. I mean, it's slightly more impressive. I mean, sound is good.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's like not. It's like, wow, they're still going. Like, they could have given up at 200. Like, oh, well, you got 200. That's it.
Yeah.
But you know, no.
I thought about it. I was about to tap out.
Mike's like, I'm tap out like Taj during the wing challenge.
Yeah, 200 sounded good. Later, guys. On the tippy top.
I'm going to go on the top. You know?
Do you guys want to reflect a little bit on...
how terrible that experience was?
I knew it was going to be bad.
I knew it was going to be bad.
Like, okay. Of course you knew it was going to be bad.
But the amount of bad that it was shocking to me.
And that's what I said to people.
And I think
like,
we fucked ourselves.
Well, yeah. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I knew it was going to be terrible. Like, it just seems
so
like...
Did,
did you not plug...
You didn't give me a...
It's in front of you.
No, it's you didn't give it to me. You usually pass
for,
it out.
Is this going to sound weird for people?
This is going to be awful.
Yeah, he made it worse.
By holding the mic while he did it?
No, by fucking first timing it into the hole. Did it click in place?
Case, yeah, anybody was wondering, I wonder if that's coming through.
Like, well, it is now.
Oh, yeah, this right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that. It was very loud.
Hold on. Us stop, you talk.
Talk? Yeah, it's coming through.
Okay,
it's
I just want to make... I didn't know how weird it would be if...
well, yeah, the initial insert...
In case anybody was wondering what the fuck that was going on, we started this podcast like normal and having a conversation, all three of us, but somebody forgot to plug in their fucking microphone.
Cody usually goes through and hands each one out, and I just didn't think of it. I was
they
reading...
They were still sitting in front of
everybody.
I was
reading news stuff.
News stuff.
And then we just started.
Yeah, okay, back... You said you knew it was going to be bad because you did
I knew it was
going to
be bad.
But here's the thing. The chip challenge was like 0 to 100 real quick. So I get like the agony of that. But the building of this, and like I said, I knew it was going to be awful. I didn't think it was going to be that awful.
Nope. No, I was not ready.
I didn't think my hands were going to start shaking.
I didn't think the fact that there's buzzing in my ears...
Right, dude. My ears were hot. Like, I didn't understand.
I was like, did we eat these wrong? Did I put them in the wrong way? Is there a different way to eat hot fucking spicy stuff?
It was so fucking brutal.
It was fucking terrible, is what it was. And again, I know we did it wrong, I'm pretty sure. But, like, I don't know how Sean Evans does this every week.
He's probably just more insensitive.
Spicy food has to be because yeah.
But and
fuck.
What we were talking about fucking ourselves is we did the chicken like popcorn chicken basically with the breading and when we sauced them we left them in the bags with the sauce
just to soak
until it was time to eat them, which means those the hottest ones were in there upwards of an hour,
pretty close, yeah,
because the video was 40 minutes.
Yep.
And it was about 10, 15 minutes before. So it was almost an hour that the last couple were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just soaked. Dude, it was... I had to take... Because I had some of the bigger ones. I had to take bites out of some of them. And you could see the sauce lines into the chicken. Like, it was just soaked up way more.
That way, no one can put sauce up the wings enough.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Dude.
Yeah, no, we did.
We
and it
did.
Was a terrible
I think
idea.
We did more than anybody in the history of this challenge.
I'm pretty sure we did them incorrectly as well. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to, like, just coat the outside of them versus, like, you know, completely saucing them up. Like, when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, for example,
they're
you complain.
In a bowl or
you know, you put them in a bowl and they toss, and every now and then they just don't get enough, and, like, you're just, like, bare areas, and or, like, barely coating it. Then you get those days where it's, like, sopping.
There's a pool
just,
in the
you know?
Bottom of the boat.
Yeah. Like, you literally, like, did I order wing soup? Because this is weird.
It was
much more wing soup than it was regular old, oh, can I get a side of sauce because I think you forgot to put it on mine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We definitely did not forget to put them on there.
So I wanted to ask, Joe, did you stopped right at about at the point you felt like you were with the one chip challenge, right? Or like you knew that next step was gonna be right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where
I wanted to give up so bad.
So bad, dude.
So bad.
And you were like the last two you ate, I didn't even realize you ate them.
Yeah, I just tossed them in.
And then like I couldn't convince myself to do it. So and I the was worst much part was, later doing it. But I got through all of them, but god damn it, dude.
I ate the one that was Blair's, and it was fucking terrible. The flavor,
the taste
is fucking terrible.
7, 8, 9, and 10 were terrible.
Yes. They were so bad. And the thing was, like, I'm trying to chew it enough to swallow it where it's not going to get stuck. And I was like, so I'm chewing it, and it tastes terrible. It's fucking hot. I'm licking my fingers so I can get rid of it because I don't want to put it on the napkin and like re-wipe my hand and get it everywhere. So I'm trying to get what little sauce I have on there off. And of course, your fingers are burning. And then, of course, causing my lips to burn. I think it was actually the 10th wing, so it would have been last dab. You gagged, causing me to gag. And I was like, oh, don't throw up because it's going to be worse.
Well, here's the thing, too, with the breaded chicken thing. It was so much, like, the quantity of it felt so much that not only are you eating this terrible shit, and by the time we got to the last one, like, there was a lot of fucking
chicken already in us.
Well, chicken and
breading
and sauce
and drinks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so my stomach was completely full by the time I ate that last one, and, like, all that breading and all that apple juice is mainly what I was
eating. And a lot of the liquid was the problem of it. Sitting there. But the other thing, too, is so I don't think we were as full as we think. I think our stomachs were just like, yo. Well, it's, like, mass, like, just churning, like, hey, let's get the fuck rid of this.
It's churning, but it's something that you don't realize that when you start drinking, how much you're drinking.
Oh, yeah. No.
In order to cool it down, it starts to feel relatively good.
You get, and then it you starts get addicted coming back to and that, so you just, that relief while you have that juice or milk or whatever.
So you're drinking, I know.
In your
drinking,
face,
and drinking.
You're like, oh, that felt better. You drink it's gone, and it instantly fucking hurts
it's
again.
Like you put it in your mouth, and it starts to feel good, and then second later, it's gone. Even though the liquid's still in there, you're just like, and you're trying to slosh around, which my mouth stopped working that way. I was like, I can't actually slosh the liquid in my mouth.
I forgot how to slosh.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how this works. Like, hopefully I can swallow in a second.
Like, the weird thing was, like, after 8, the tears started coming.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was like, well, there's no stopping this. I'm bawling like a bitch right now.
I started to cry. My nose, which I was doing pretty good with the napkins. That's why I had so many of them, because, like, it just, like, blew my nose. But then the sweat was just hot, going from my hair into my beard and collecting underneath my chin.
Yeah.
But because I have such a big beard, it wasn't going anywhere. And I was like,
weighing your face down.
I was like, I can't even wipe it because it's just inside. I was like,
and the weirdest part is obviously the pain and everything. And it's like that weird buzzing on fire feeling in your ears was
just so fucking
really,
strange.
Really brutal. And then like just the headache, the actual headache. But my biggest like shock thing was like my hands were shaking.
Everything was feeling like it was vibrating.
Yeah, but my hands visibly like you can go back and watch towards the end of that video. I'm trying to take a drink of and I was drinking apple juice. I was trying to take a drink of apple juice. I had to breathe and collect myself just to stop my hand from shaking enough to drink it without spilling it everywhere. It was fucking insane. And just like I said, just the sheer pain of it, because the way we did it was so fucking brutal. And yeah, it was a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. Never gonna do it again.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No.
It was so fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so upset that you guys.
I thought it was pretty funny at towards the end there when you and Mike got to like wing 8 or 9 and 10 and Matt was still trying to ask questions like of the people that were posting.
We weren't giving a fuck.
And you were just no. And it just brings back memories to the fact where I was dying in the middle of just going straight to the one chip, and this fucker over here that I'm pointing at Cody is just like, ha 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 ha, let's start going over the sauces.
That was the plan.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you were going to eat the chip when we talk about them.
No, it wasn't.
That's why we had them on the table.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that's why I went over it. because I knew how hot it would be and what would happen. So that's why I went over with you guys. We're gonna eat the chip. We're gonna do the questions, and we're gonna talk about the sauces, and that's what we agreed to. And so when Cody thought it would be funny to go and do one question and then start talking about the sauces in the middle of me losing my shit, he thought it would be funny.
He did too, because he's like, "Let's talk about the sauces."
And then
after I started showing him, you're like, "Let's talk about them," and I was like, "Okay." And then, remember that. Oh, watch it again. It's there.
I'm pretty sure that Cody just heard that voice in his head.
Nah, man. Went
like, "Oh, that'd be a good idea." But then watching you struggle at that point and just be like, no, just next question. What's the next question?
Hey, man.
The pain that you're in
made it's me fucking, laugh. Yeah, it's terrible. And then you stole my Gatorade.
That made me laugh so hard. When you're like, Joe stole my Gatorade, and I look up and I see Joe going, yep, chugging a Gatorade. I was like, I'm in so much pain, but that's one of the funniest fucking things ever, because the anger, like, if Cody was within strangling distance of you, he was gonna try to strangle you right there.
I'd have Bart Simpson you for sure.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
I've never throttled a friend before, but I would have done it for that Gatorade.
Yeah, a lot of feedback on the video. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to get people kind of amped up about the podcast, kind of gave us a little boost too, so that's nice. But it's definitely something I don't want to do for a while.
I mean, we will do other. I'm willing to do other Facebook Live videos where we do whatever, just not that shit or anything like that shit again.
Yeah,
because fuck that. Like, yes, it was hilarious to watch it after fact, but living through it.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I've watched it. Yeah,
I went back to the end. I haven't watched the whole thing. I went back to the end just to see how bad we looked.
It's fun to watch the progression, but like, what really is funny to me is when Joe bows out. Mike's like, get the fuck out. Let's just go. Yeah. If you're gone, like, he's like, because if you're in the way, I just want to get this done. And I was like, oh God.
I felt bad for saying it, because what I wanted to say was, hey, if you tapped out, just leave the two. Like,
which is something, like, we didn't go over beforehand.
Yeah, but Taj left.
I know Taj left, and Taj left to go into the bathroom. Me, I could have just sat there and
laughed at us. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I was at the beginning of that getting really hot stage, so I could have just sat there and just drank.
But it was like a weird.
But the fact that one of you and then the other was just like, if you're done, get out of here.
Yeah.
If you're tapping out, get out.
Yeah, that was him.
It was like, totally me, but it's not okay. How I wanted to say it. Because what my thought process was, is I was looking at us because we could see our view.
Yeah.
And it looked aesthetically odd to me, having the two on the left side and the right side. And I was like, I think this would look better if we were squared up a little bit. You know, like that's what I was thinking. Because then I thought it'd be a funny thing if Taj left because he was gonna eat it, and I thought it'd be a funny idea that if you left, you'd leave, and if one of us didn't finish, we would leave and just leave the one person that finished. I thought that'd be a cool breakdown. And so I'm thinking of like how it's gonna look if one of us quits, because at that point I was very close to quitting. Mm-hmm. And I was just hoping Cody would.
You were very close to throwing up right there.
Yeah, I was. And yeah. I was at that point I was obviously hoping Cody would, but when he ate the like the ninth one without me realizing it, I was like, oh fuck, well we're gonna finish this, because mm-hmm. I wasn't quitting. There was no way I was gonna quit, because I'm not gonna deal with the shit talking from people for quitting.
Jen, you can say her name. Jen, she would
everybody out. Dude, any of my friends. Yeah. Like,
well, the worst part about it is at work I was talking so much shit, like, I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna make it through, right?
I think that's so funny that you guys played yourselves so up in that.
Well, because people, it wasn't me. People were asking, how far do you think I'm? I'm like, I'm gonna make it all the way through.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't shit talking. I told people too. You think you're gonna quit? I'm like, no, I'm not gonna quit. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna quit.
I'll tell you now, though.
That's speaking yourselves up. Like,
no, that's me saying I'm not gonna quit. It's not like I went in saying, no, I'm gonna smoke everybody else and I'm gonna eat an extra hot one. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't trying to shit talk.
If you would have done that, I'd have been so mad, because I would have done it also. Yeah. I'd have been so pissed at you.
There's no way. I could barely handle anything else in my stomach. So there was no way an extra anything.
Well, then when like Anthony and someone else in the chat said like, don't tap or don't give up, I was like, no, I definitely can't fucking do it. Because now if I do, they're going to be like, oh, he fucking gave up. I'm like, nope, can't do it. And I won't
give them the satisfaction of seeing us quit.
Nope. And I was already there. Because after After Blair's, I was like, you know, it can't get worse. It can't get worse. And no, it did.
It got way worse. It got way worse.
It got worse. I was like, there's no, like, my body at one point seems to be like, yo, I can't really do much more.
When did you stop? I can't even remember which
one. He stopped on 8.
I stopped on 8.
So you ate 8.
You ate 8?
Yeah, I believe I ate
8. Because on the plate.
Taj.
Oh, no. There was 2 left on Da Bomb, right? No, there wasn't. No, Da Bomb only had the 1. Because I pushed that onto the plate that had
Blair's on it. So you lasted one more longer than Taj?
Taj gave up. We ate the bomb. He gave up. You and I went to Blair's. Yeah. And it was fucking terrible from there.
Because it was right there. The jump. It was right there at that one that I went, that is the feeling of that chip. I know that feeling. I know what's going to come next. I'm going to stop now because I want to get over that.
Man.
I want to get over that hump that...
hump.
Of that spiciness in your mouth that is going to be there for like 45 minutes. How long did you guys actually think you experienced that?
The spicy lasted, like, the actual heat from the spice lasted at least another hour after we finished that wing.
Right.
Like, we were hanging out. I did all the downloading, uploading, everything. We were having fun because, like, I went shit for 30 minutes or something
like that. You
like, I didn't actually shit for 30 minutes, but I was in the bathroom 30 minutes because I'm on the toilet. I'm like, all right, I have to poop like normal poop, but I felt like I was gonna throw up. And I was like, all you had in your bathroom was the toilet and this little fucking trash can. I was like, I'm gonna fill this trash can up, and it's gonna be super awkward. I go, hey, Joe, I need a mop because I fucking ruined your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, just don't throw up. That's all I asked. Like, don't throw up. But the most uncomfortable part we talked about earlier, last night too at Wings, was the physical heat of your body. Like Mike pointed out too, heat was radiating from my stomach out of my body.
Yeah,
like it's hot inside. Like, would you eat any hot food, like any spicy food, you can feel it in your stomach, right? And you feel the heat radiating out. Yeah, right.
I was laying down on the floor and I put my hand on my stomach
and you could feel it.
And hilarious. It was like my the outside of my stomach through my shirt is hotter than the rest of my body.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
Nope.
I didn't know there's literally a fire in my stomach.
Yeah.
Heating up shit. Yeah, it was rough, man.
Fucking terrible is what it was. Good.
So looking at how I was after the chip, were you guys prepared?
I thought I was.
For that?
I thought I was.
Like I said, going in, I knew it was going to suck real bad because I saw you go through the one chip and I knew the progression of doing that and going past that on the Scoville units was going to be worse than that. So I was like, fuck, he was in rough shape. This is really going to suck. But like I said, I wasn't expecting my body to stop working properly.
Mm-hmm.
But to the extent that it was, I was expecting what you were doing. And I didn't know if you had any like weird sensations or if your hands were shaking or anything like that. But I was expecting it to be worse, which you know.
I think all of us will go through slightly different things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it was just like, it like I said, I knew it was going to be terrible. I wasn't nowhere in my head. Do I think I was trying to play myself up or underplay how bad I thought it was going to be. It was just the level to how bad it was surprised me because I went in mentally prepared for it to be awful and it was even worse than I could have imagined.
Yes. So you're saying
because I went through pain that I didn't realize exactly. Was a thing.
So you were thinking more that like this is just going to be something super spicy. I know what the spiciness are.
Yeah, I've had like a really bad
more intense
like,
than that. Yeah. But you didn't realize, you know, you cry because of it. Yeah, but you do that on other hot stuff.
Yeah.
But you didn't realize that there would be more physical.
I didn't think my brain was going to stop.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't making sense. I couldn't articulate my words the way, like, I'm thinking them. Mm-hmm. And it was somewhere from thinking what I wanted to say to saying it. It just went away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that surprised me the most is like I literally couldn't concentrate or focus on anything. And you could tell how different everybody is with that because Cody, who's a pretty animated talker when he's normal, just shut down and went completely like as still as he could.
My brain shut down. It malfunctions.
But
it like, just starts thinking like, what the fuck did you do? Like, I'm in panic mode. Like,
yeah, and you were basically took glasses off and was just either staring up or staring down. Cause that's, like I said, I haven't watched the video, but I went to the very end to see how bad we looked, and you see how two different people are affected two different ways, mm-hmm. because I couldn't be still. There was so much fucking of that fire running through my body. Like, I had to move around, and Cody just, he was dealing with it by not doing anything, which I was like, man, I wish I could have handled that. Cause that, but yeah, it was,
you're like, Cody's so stoic in actuality. He's just like, I can't move muscles anymore.
Well, cause if people don't know Cody well, they probably think, God damn, Cody's handling this like a fucking champ. But like, after watching it and knowing Cody, it's like, nah, he just shut down. Like, he was broken. Like, his batteries went out and shit.
No, and my body's like, yo, don't do anything.
You can't.
Nothing you can do is gonna make this better.
And I'm more of a probably aggressive by nature person, so I think my body was just like, you need to fight something.
Like, I was fighting the urge to flip the table. I'm like, I wanted just to. I was like, just don't.
That would have been a great way to end the video,
though. No, my microphone was on there.
That it's a very humanizing experience, because you realize like there's literally nothing you can do
nothing
about this.
Yeah,
the only thing you could have done is go back in a time machine and not do it,
exactly. Which we don't have, because otherwise I would have seen all the movies that I want to see already.
Right.
Yeah, man. No, it was just, it's not fun, man.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were pretty rough afterwards. I know, Mike, you said you were lying on the ground at one point. You were standing up against the wall, just like, I think that's because
the wall picture was cold.
And everything else,
my face was on it. And I was like, I like this.
You end up stealing my brother's
So here's the towel. Thing. This is what happened.
Making sweet love to it.
Which, I'm going to say, I'm really pissed at how bad Taj was handling it. Yeah, let's go
into some of the aftermath of it. Because I know you and Taj disappear into my brother's bathroom for like,
well, he's in there, and I'm thinking I'm going to puke.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I need this bathroom to puke, one, and to, two, wash everything so I don't fuck up and touch my – because my hands were pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
So I wash my hands for, like, 10 minutes. I'm washing my hands. And Taj is like, yeah, I did that, too, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whatever. And I'm kind of – at this point, I'm mad at Taj because – in my head, I know he's hurting, but Cody and I put ourselves through so much worse than what Taj put himself, because I know where he stopped, and I'm like, fuck you, you pussy. I don't want to hear shit out of you. I don't want to hear, and I'm less mad at you because you did the one chip challenge, and you were just like, I know how this is.
And you were smart enough to get out when you fucking
But I'm kind of mad at Taj. Not really, like, in retrospect, but at the moment, I'm like, fuck off. You should be fine. Go to hell. And he's over there, and I'm washing my hands, and I'm thinking, man, I'm gonna throw up. And he lifts up the toilet, and like, I'm like, was I saying that out loud? And he's like, oh, I think I'm gonna throw up. And I'm like, fuck you. And so he eventually leaves, and I stand in the bathroom by myself for a couple minutes, and I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna throw up right now. I gotta walk around, I gotta do something, because this pain is pretty rough. And I dried my hands on your brother's towel, and I'm like, that's a dick move, and I didn't even realize. It's just out of habit that I had all this brutal stuff. I was like, I can't let him use his towel. So I just take the towel, and I'm holding it the rest of the night that I'm there, because I don't know what else to do with it, and I know he's going to be home soon. So
you were walking around like Linus from the
– dude, because my hands still burned from the sauce, and it made it feel better, and having something to do was taking my – and so I just kept – fidgeting with it, because I don't know what else to do at that point. And so when he gets home, I'm like, hey, you can't use your towel. And he's like, is that my towel? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, dude, it's probably really bad, you should wash this a couple times before you ever use this again. And he's like, man, you're lucky I washed it. I was like, honestly, I don't give a fuck if your balls were all over this, because I was gonna die without it. So yeah. And then the aftermath was brutal. And I was kind of mad at Taj, and I forgive him now. I don't, but he was playing it up too. Like, he was in a lot of pain. Motherfucker took the next day. He called in work the next day. I was like, you ate seven fuck off.
I would have been like,
he may be more sensitive to that stuff now.
If I had worked that next day, I would have gone to work and then asked to go sent home, because like, and it wasn't because I wasn't shitting all over the place. That was later that night and it was fucking terrible. Is because I was uncomfortable still. Like my body was still like very like
it had that remnants of like the last bit of having the flu
where you're still aching
and your stomach still hurts.
Everything in your body, and you feel like, I don't know about you, that night I slept like shit.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I couldn't move.
Couldn't get comfortable. Yeah. I couldn't, any type of blanket was too much, and then when you took it off it just felt like part of my body was cold, but like not cold enough. So I'd like,
you definitely,
I put
that,
a sheet like, over my feet.
I'm fucking sweating. So you throw off your comforter or whatever you're wearing or sleeping in. And then you're just like, I'm fucking freezing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I threw at least three cats. I was like, get the fuck away from me. You're goddamn space heaters. You need to get away. I can't do this. It was, oh man, it was rough. And then like I had heartburn. The warmth just never went away till like halfway through Thursday.
Damn,
in my stomach, long. Dude. Like, it was just like, and it wasn't like the feeling of warmth that was gone. My stomach itself is just like, yo, like, what's going on with you? Like, why am I? And my tongue was broken for at least 6 days.
Yeah,
like
you're still feeling the after effects as it is now.
I think so. Yeah. Or I had something terrible to eat yesterday. I'm not too sure which one it is.
Well, so have you eaten anything spicy in between that night and wing night?
The most remotely spicy thing is I had barbecue sauce, but it was like a Memphis barbecue sauce, like a bourbon barbecue sauce yesterday during my lunch, which isn't spicy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the only thing spicy would have been last night at Buffalo Wild Wings. I had the chili and queso, which has a little bit of spice in it,
right?
But otherwise, like that's really it. So unless that re-aggravated my stomach, I can't imagine what our lunch today is going to do to me.
Which it possibly did. I know the next day I had some leftovers of Buffalo Wild Wings that we had, and it did. And, I mean, it was good, but yeah, my stomach was still a little hurting from it.
I'll be honest, I felt 100% at about dinner the next night.
Lucky you.
I was all like,
feeling okay. Wise, I was 100%. Yeah. I woke up the next day and I'm like, I'm perfectly fine.
No,
it's just when I had
work,
that spiciness,
I had to be at work at 7 a.m. Like, and I was like, oh man, this is not fun. Luckily, the morning time wasn't too super busy.
Right.
So I could kind of focus on not dying. But by the time dinner came around, I felt fine.
I do want to say we are glossing over one aspect of yours.
Experience. Oh, yeah. I vomited.
And?
Hard, like, so you
and
left.
Shit,
well,
my brains out.
So you left. Because by about that time, and I think that kind of reflected what happened to me as well the first time when I did the chip challenge, is that the spiciness eventually tapers off. You still feel like shit, but it tapers off.
Yeah,
and
the heat,
you're able to function.
The heat, like I said, about an hour after the heat was gone.
When you guys left, that was probably about for the chip challenge. That was probably about 45 minutes before you guys left. You guys left, I felt fine, and then another 30 minutes later, suddenly 90% sure that milk kicked in, and it's just like, fuck your stomach. That's what hurt me for most of the rest of the night.
Because no human body should drink that much milk that quickly.
Yeah, how long did I stay after? I felt like I was there forever.
Well, you both... Well, yeah, you left before everybody else did.
Yeah.
I would say it was probably still a good 45 minutes to an hour before you guys left.
I feel like it had to be at least an hour.
Yeah.
And the reason I stayed as long as I did is, A, I thought I was going to throw up. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was... And this wasn't throw up like, oh, my stomach can't handle this. This is throw up like it didn't go into my stomach. You ever eaten something?
It's trying to crawl its way out.
It felt like it was in my chest the whole time.
Yeah. It burned all the way down.
Yeah. But like my stomach felt... not fine. There was hot in there. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like bloating and stuff, it felt fine. It was my chest and I could still feel it like at the bottom of my throat. And I was like, this is not physically going into my stomach. I feel like I'm going to puke. And then after about an hour.
So you left and now you're on your way home.
Yeah.
Of course, the jostling in the car probably didn't really help much.
Yeah, exactly. So and it's about a 30 minute drive, and about 25 minutes into my drive.
What gas station?
The one, that corner stop at Verado.
The one that has the Mountain Dew's
icy?
Yeah. Oh, that didn't help that everything smelled like horse shit, right?
I didn't even make it. Like, that wasn't smell. Gonna do anything. So this is what happened. I'm driving on the 10. I'm headed. I got about a mile before the Verado exit, and I feel uncomfortable, but I'm feeling fine. All of a sudden, it felt like someone lit a fire in my chest. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is that? Because it like reignited how bad it was when I first ate it. And I'm like, oh, that's really bad. And it's all in my chest. I'm like, I'm either having a heart attack or I'm going to puke or both. And I was like, either way, I should probably get off the road for a minute just to get. And again, I'm shaking again. I'm like, fuck, this is not.
It's like a flare good. Up, but without the spiciness in your mouth.
Yeah. So as I'm getting and I make the call right there, I'm like, this is perfect. Verado, less than a mile. It's the gas station's right off the exit. I'm going to pull in and get something to drink and get some fresh air, walk around a little bit. I take the exit and the fire in my chest is a fucking raging fire at this point. And I'm like, this, I think I'm for a second, I'm like, is this what heart attacks feel like? I think I'm having a heart attack. And I'm like, well, no, cause I could still think about everything. I'm still operating fine. It's just, I'm like, I'm okay. I need to throw up. And even if I don't throw up, I need to make myself throw up at this point. So my plan, and I'm exiting off. I'm less.
He's Sherlock Holmes right now. In his head, he's 15 steps ahead.
Yeah. So I'm exiting off. I'm already about 50 feet from the turn into the gas station. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to turn into the gas station. I'm going to pull to the back. I'm going to park the car. I'm going to get out. I'm going to walk around. If I don't throw up, I'm going to fucking supermodel myself. I'm going to make myself throw up because this pain is awful. I get off and I feel it as I'm pulling into the parking spot behind the gas station. I open the car and like the door opens and I turn my head and I instantly just start puking as I'm getting out of the car, and I'm walking away from the car so I don't get puke on my car while I'm throwing up. And it is the most painful puke I've ever had in my life because it's just as hot, if not hotter, leaving you than it was getting inside of your face. And I puked and I stopped and I breathed for a minute. I was like, that fucking hurt. And I got, that's what I remember thinking. I'm like, that wasn't even like, I don't even feel better. Cause you know, usually after you puke, you feel a little bit better. I was like, that just fucking hurt. And then I throw up again and I'm throwing up a lot. And there's a car driving by and I'm just fucking all over the fucking place. You're
like, what the fuck happened? Fuck,
yeah. And so I throw up the second, you know, consecutive, I continue that first throw up and I'm like, okay, I think I'm done throwing up. Now I have to shit really bad. So I go into the gas station. I go into the bathroom and somebody walks out of the only stall as I'm walking in. I'm like, this is destiny. This is the best timing I've ever had in my life. Cause had that dude been there, I would have shit in the urinal.
Like, I was saying, is it going to be the first time in 2018 you shit your pants?
Almost.
Okay.
But, so I get in there and I'm literally like, I grabbed paper towels as I was walking in to wipe my face. Cause I got puke in my goatee and shit. And I'm like a fucking mess. And I do my business in the bathroom, which was almost as painful as what I did behind the store. And then, so I get done. I wash my hands. I wash my face. My eyes are all bloodshot. And I look like I've had the flu for a month and a half. And I'm like, all right, you look like shit. I physically don't know if anything else could affect me because I don't know if anything else is in there between the shit and the throw up. So I was like, I'm going to go get something to drink. And I'm going to drive home. And I'm going to try to put all this behind me. And I'll walk out. And there's a fucking line 30 deep. Like, it's both registers to the door, curved, and it's going back to one of the fountain machines. And I'm like, I'm just going to go home. And I really wanted something to drink so bad that I was like, I'm not going to stand here because if something happens again. So I get home and I chug all the water and I'm swishing water and I'm spitting it out. I take a shower and I'm uncomfortable as fuck and my stomach hurts and my head's still on fire. My throat's on fire now because I threw up. And like I said, like you were saying, when I finally decide to go to bed, which my heart rate wouldn't calm down until about 11 that night. So about 11, I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. So I get to bed. and I don't really sleep that well, on and off. Every time I move, I wake up because it's awful. Mm-hmm. I get up, I take another shower, I sip some milk, a small glass of milk, because my stomach still hurt, and I'm like, let's see if I get through the day. And then, like, progressively through the day, it got better and better. And then by the end of the night, I was okay. I was 100% after that.
Damn, you seem to have taken it the worst afterwards.
I would not say I was 100% by dinner the next day. I didn't throw up. I didn't shit in the gas station bathroom. But did you have a
flare-up like that? Because, like I was getting at, so what was your experience after we had left? You had left.
So I left. Matt,
spiciness has calmed down. You have to go. Yeah, with Matt.
You're at your house by the time I got done uploading the video.
You were uploading the video.
I'll say, what did I do? I uploaded the video because I remember I downloaded it. It was actually pretty quick. Uploaded it to YouTube, and the worst part is you couldn't close the window, so I had to wait.
Yeah,
I was like, this is fucking dumb. By the time that finished, it uploaded. I was able to see that it was there. Realized I uploaded it on the wrong channel because I put it on mine and not the fucking podcast one. I fixed that the next day. It's fine. I was not going to fucking wait. I was like, this is going to take longer because you can't just move it. You have to re-upload it. I was like, fuck nonsense. The spicy had gone away by that point, which is a good hour afterwards. Mm-hmm. Easily a good hour afterwards. Because like I said, there was the posting stuff to Facebook and Twitter while I was on the shitter, trying not to throw up in Joe's tiny little bath or tiny little toilet room. Because it's not a bathroom. No, it's a bathroom.
It's a master bathroom that doesn't have a door. So it's one of those.
Yep. Yeah. So the toilet has a door because someone's courteous. The toilet has its
own little toilet closet.
Which is my favorite thing about any house that has that.
Or whatever it is, and everything else is just open up to the master bath.
Because you can go in there and not bother someone who needs a shower or get ready.
That's the idea.
Yeah, and also, like, it's nice to be able to lock the stink in one little room.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you have poopery, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, by the way, that night, poopery worked fine.
Yes.
Which I was not used to that, because you use the tropical.
Yeah, I think it's the tropical
one. The fruit or whatever it was. I was not ready for that one. I was like, well, this smells weird. I hope this is the poopery and not what comes out of me, which is not unpleasant, but also very strange.
Yes.
That poop wasn't bad. That was a regular, I just needed to poop that night. I think my body was trying to, like, yo, we're going to get some stuff out of you because, like, you got some stuff that we're going to prepare and you're not going to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. So enjoy this last shit before you die. So by the time I got done posting stuff, came out, I had the tampons on my nose because my nose wouldn't stop running,
which was hilarious to see.
Yep, I posted the pictures.
Out of my bathroom, just fucking the toilet paper shoved up your nose. Yeah,
my beard is literally rigid with snot and sweat.
Uh-huh.
I washed my hands like a gentleman. I apologized to the bathroom. Slightly closed the door, not all the way because I didn't want to combust. You know, I want to get a little bit of fresh air so it doesn't just blow up like a meth house. Because I'm a gentleman.
Well, actually, you would combine it with air.
No, I mean, it's like, I don't want it to, like, the close the door.
Plus the oxygen.
Oh, no, it was growing in there. Then, you could tell. No, it was growing. Like, yeah. I wanted to be, like, cool air to come in and cool it down, you know, like, to dissipate it. But I didn't want to close the door, lock it, and, like, just, like, oh, no, it's going to keep going. And then, you know, like, it's a fairly newish house. Sat down, started doing the YouTube stuffs. Hour or so later, the spice is gone. It's still hot in my mouth and all the way down to my stomach, but it wasn't. It was just uncomfortable more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Matt drove me back to my house. I came in, unpacked, told the stories. You know, like, oh, we survived, sort of. I think I haven't heard from Taj yet, but it's fine. Whatever. Then Mike texts about the whole.
The fact experience. That he stopped.
Yep, and, stopped, yeah, threw up, shit threw everywhere. Up
and destroyed a bathroom.
Yep, lowered the value, the property value of Valero.
Yeah. All of Verado. Killed all of Verado.
Verado was bad enough because it smells like horse shit all the time. Now it smells like death. Yeah. By the way, have you gone back to see if your vomit ate holes like the Xenomorph's blood through the fucking parking lot?
No, I'm scared that they caught me on camera.
They had a picture up. You see him arrest them?
So I'm never going back there again. Citizens arrest. That's what I did.
Verado arrest. You
never have Mountain Dew icy or slushy or whatever it was again.
Yeah, well, to go without you. So I came home. I thought I needed to take a shit again, and I did not.
Did you actually go and
I went,
just sat
there? I went and sat there, yeah, and like a hot fart came out.
I know.
Which is one of my favorite things about being on a toilet is when a hot fart comes out. It's fantastic.
It feels good. You just feel it, yep, moving through your stomach, yep, and you're just like, I don't, like at that point, I know after the one chip challenge, I would sit there and I'd go back to the toilet and I'd just sit there and like, nope, it wasn't shit.
Because your
like,
body, it feels like you need to. It feels
like I really need
to. But you
take
don't trust
shit.
The fart either.
No, and that's why you sit there, yeah, and it's like, okay, there's nothing there, but I kind of feel like something, you could literally feel things moving through your intestines as, yep, it goes back and forth.
So that's when I took the opportunity to upload, yeah, to the proper channel on the YouTubes, which then again, you can't go away from that fucking page. You can't close the app. It pauses it. I'm like,
that's so dumb.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, and it's at that point, it's done uploading. It's just literally preparing. So it's like at 95%. I'm like, I fucking can't close this. This is fucking garbage. I was like, whatever, you know, my bad for doing it on an iPad, I guess, not a fucking real computer where I could just walk away from the computer. Mm. I wanted to play a fucking game, and I closed it. I was like, I wonder if that opened back up. I was like, pause, and then start again. I was like, oh, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any real problems that night with, like, exiting of my body. Like, I really didn't want to throw up because I knew it was going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah, it was terrible going in. I knew it was just going to be bad coming back out, so I was like, I really hope I don't throw up because, A, I don't like throwing up in general.
No.
But also, I don't like throwing up actual lava because that's what it felt like was still churning in my stomach. And definitely could feel it in my fucking esophagus coming up because I would burp and I was like, this is still bad. Like, because my stomach's like, hey, like, I need to get rid of gases. And we don't know if we can actually push it out the other way. So it's going to come up top. So I would burp and I'm like, this is fucking terrible because it's just heat, mm-hmm, comes out. I was like, fuck.
And that awful flavor.
Yeah, you taste it again.
The last couple mixed together.
With stomach acid. I was like, fucking terrible. Because those 10 sauces together, if you were to mix those together, would be one of the worst flavors.
Oh, yeah.
The history of man has ever made.
Those last three are going to just overpower
those. Yeah, and it's just going to be like, yeah. So I was like, I was just praying to whoever's going to listen to me not to throw up. I was like, please just don't throw up. Because I felt queasy the entire time. And I was like, I just don't want to throw up.
At any point, did either of you sit there and think, like, this is not good? Maybe I should be going to the hospital or something?
I never felt hospital worthy until the next day when I was trying to drink water and my tongue didn't taste water. It tasted something that I've never had before. And I realized my tongue is, like, still swollen in a way. And it's just, like, not... The taste buds are like, we're going to take a vacation because you're a dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, water just tastes like I'm drinking really thin gravy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. I was like,
yeah, my,
it wasn't even cold. Like, I'd get a cold bottle of water out of the refrigerator. I would drink it. My tongue would be like, this is not cold. I'm like, bullshit. The rest of my mouth is telling me, hey, this is nice and cold. My tongue's like, could you put something that's not lava in here? I'm like, oh, that's cool.
My thing was right before I threw up, because it didn't feel like I was going to throw up. It felt like my chest was on fire. I was a little actually legit concerned.
That's what worried. It felt like that night when I was trying to sleep. It was just fire this entire time.
So like for like, a second, I was like,
I thought this was Northern California. You know what I mean? I was like, it's on fire.
You bring up sleep. Or lack thereof. I know you. Well, I know. We'll get to the story in a second, but... Your normal sleep position is what?
On my side.
On your side. Were you able to sleep on
I
your
couldn't,
side?
I couldn't stay still in any position.
You couldn't. Yeah. So you, like, I was during tossing the video, and turning. You were just tossing and turning.
Yeah. I was tossing and turning the whole night.
Your normal sleep position would be what?
On my stomach, usually.
On your stomach. And so you...
Definitely cannot do that. So normally when I go to bed, it's on my back until I either fall asleep and snore myself awake, then I roll over... And I get on my stomach and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I could not lay on my side. I couldn't lay on my stomach. It was uncomfortable to lay on my back. At one point, I was like, well, I'm not going to sleep, so I'm going to be on Facebook. And then I'd wake up snoring with my phone stuck to my forehead. And I'd be like, well, obviously I went to sleep. But I snore myself awake. So let's try to roll over. And I roll over and it's just uncomfortable. I'm like, well.
Do you feel like you roll over and you feel like everything just shift and it's just like. Flows
no,
the
heat
side.
Was still there.
The heat's still there, but so there's no feeling of like the
on my
the
side.
Stuff, the stuff pooled on one side, and then you switch to the other side, and it just kind of like
when I went to lay on my side, I was like, maybe if I lay on my side, it'll be a little better. Mm-hmm. But then I could feel it shifting. I was like, nope, this is gonna make me throw up. Like, my stomach's going to be like, nope, you're fucking yourself up, buddy. And I'll throw up. So I was like, this is uncomfortable. So then I was like, I'll lay on my stomach. And then it was like, nope, not going to work. So I rolled my back and I was like, all right, I'll just sleep every 10 minutes or so until I fucking wake myself up with a snore. And the next day, because whenever I sleep on my, if I fall asleep and stay asleep on my back, the next day my mouth is dry, my throat's dry, and it hurts. And sure enough, the next day, and of course it was worse because obviously the flames that were still burning deep inside of me were still there. And then like I was like, so I drank a bunch of water, and that's when it felt like thin gravy. And I was like, this isn't fucking terrible. I wasn't going to waste drinking iced tea because I fucking can't taste it.
You're right.
But that night, though, when I had to take the shit that I was dreading.
The shit.
That's what I was worried about. And so I prepared. I brought a nice, cool bottle of water. I brought my iPad. I brought headphones. I was like, I'm going to be here for a while because I know it's going to be rough. Right? Uh-huh. And it was. It was literal fire.
It was.
Literal fire coming out of my ass. And so, I watched it again all the way through.
Oh, all the way through on the toilet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was not leaving that toilet.
I spent probably about 15, 20 minutes on it at one point in time. Nope. No. My legs started doing that thing where they, like, yeah, the circulation's cut off. Yeah. And so they started, like, move. Pins and needles and stuff. And I just couldn't.
I had to adjust with the squatty potty to get my legs up.
You used the squatty potty. How did that help?
Tremendous help. Yeah. The actual exiting of my body made it so much better.
I mean, it's fluid anyway, yep. So it's just going to be even fluid. More
there were,
fluid.
Which is weird, because I remember eating whole pieces of chicken, Cody's but somehow liver. I don't remember feeling
whole pieces of chicken coming out.
Anything but just liquid coming out. So I was like, apparently, this liquefies everything in your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I guarantee, like, because of the increase of the acid in your stomach,
just completely, like, devoid any actual, like, anything left over. So again, like I was cleaned out for sure. Like it was, I felt 30 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I told you guys after the first night that I just felt like
I was like fitness goal made
out.
Every everything. New Year's Eve, I'm just gonna eat fucked up hot sauces
just
and be broken for a week.
Colon
and a half.
Cleansed myself.
Yeah,
doing that.
And so I sat on the toilet, peeing out of my ass. My actual asshole was burning.
So that was going to be my next question is like
legit after, on fire.
Legitimately after the one chip challenge, it literally felt like it's hard to explain, but that your asshole is literally
heated
also
up.
Having this experience with this with these spices and stuff.
I thought maybe the pain in my delusion I started shoving the hot spicy chicken wings directly up my ass thinking this is going to get
you
there faster.
Got that. Did you get that, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What, and it wasn't the gas station now, shit, right? That was your body. It was the next day.
It was the next regular one. I was like, oh.
Because the shit I took at your house that night and the sort of shit I took at my house that night wasn't super hot. Mm-hmm. It was like my body's just like, we don't know what's happening, but we're going to get rid of everything else right now. And then you're going to have, like, the bottom of Mordor's is going to empty out through you.
And did that feeling last, the actual feeling after you're done, just last a while? Yeah. Or was it gone within minutes?
Nope.
Lasted. Mine was gone.
Yours was gone.
Cool. Mine was hot the entire time.
Mine probably lasted about 5 minutes, and then everything felt normal. I have had the upset stomachs in the past where that feeling right there at your asshole is just, it lingers.
Oh, yeah, no, it was there.
But surprisingly, it went away pretty fast.
Well, the thing, the problem is, because I was on, like, I stayed on the toilet because I knew I had to shit a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
It just kept coming back. That's the thing. So it might have gone away, but while I was watching it on my iPad, it just more fucking boiling liquids just poured out of me. Like, I was like, well, this is exactly what's going to happen for the next, you know, hour and something minutes.
Nice. Getting back to the eating those wings, I know during both of my experiences, I explained it not so much as a hotness, as a spiciness, but it eventually just crossed over into a pain.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just a like a physical pain. Is that how it was for you guys?
Once we got to, I want to say, Torchbearer Zombie Apocalypse number 7, every bite was just excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was the worst it was going to get. And then we got to the bomb, which is number 8. And I was like, oh, this is actual pain. And watching the show, everyone's like, oh, this is the worst one.
And in your mind right there, pausing, yep. Is that the worst one tasting-wise, or you're thinking it's just the worst
hot. One spice-wise? Because that, up until that one, that was the first one that really fucking hit me as soon as I put it in my mouth. Because Zombie Apocalypse and all like Dirty Dicks, all that was hot as I was eating it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the bomb, I put it in, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I could feel it. As soon as it touched my tongue, which is, if I could somehow avoid my tongue, would have been perfect. But, you know, chewing... I was like, oh, this is why everyone hates this one.
Because
It's up front like that. Blair's, I was like, we had a different one than the one they have on the show because we didn't get Megadeth. We had Ultra Death, which is worse. Sounding as well as tasting and feeling. I never tasted the hot in that. I just tasted the pain. It was just, my mouth was on fire. The taste was terrible. But I never had that spice until I started talking and I could feel it. Like, as I breathed out, it was spicy. I was like, fuck. It hurts to breathe. I was like, it's in my lungs now.
See, with me, like, 1 through 7, like, 7 sucked.
Yeah, 7 was fucking terrible.
7 was, like, that first, like, oh, this is going to be rough. But 7 was bad, but...
But was it actual pain for you?
No, that was just spicy. That was the spice. I could do 1 through 7... more often. Like, I'm cool with doing 1 through 7. I can handle that.
It's not fun, but it's not terrible.
Probably will suck for a minute and then I'll be fine. 8, 9, and 10 was just progressively more painful, and the actual taste was just awful.
Mm-hmm.
So after 7, I'm feeling like, yeah, this is gonna suck. This is gonna be really hard. But 8 is like, oh, this is gonna be the hardest thing. And then after that, it just all blent together as this is just going to get increasingly worse. Not bad tasting, not spicy, just more painful.
Just more pain.
So yeah, 8, 9, and 10, it wasn't even about the spice. It was just about the weird effects that it has on your body after that and everything progressively shutting down.
And after 10, we're sitting there for another 5 or 6 minutes on video.
Right, answering questions.
Answering questions, talking, thanking people, blah, blah, blah.
Trying to promote
the fucking podcast, but just failing because I can't form words. Especially long sentences because you breathe out is terrible. That's the part. You start to breathe out.
Yes.
And that's when the spice hits and it reactivates the pain.
Mm-hmm. And you take a drink. You may, like, hold in your mouth for a second, swallow, spit, whatever you do.
And yeah, and you swallow the vapors because
the
moment
that you open your mouth to talk is when it's
fucking hot
again.
Yeah,
when I explained the pain for me, it was mostly in the back of the throat, area. Where was it for you guys?
The sides of my tongue.
So you actually had sides of tongue.
The back of my throat. The buzzing in my ears. The weird headache that I had. Like, I don't think I've ever had a migraine before. Cause I'm not too sure what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But my entire brain hurt. And I was like, oh, like, this must be what it feels like.
This is what I'll tell you. I've had 2 concussions. Documented concussions. Mm-hmm. That for sure, probably playing sports, I've probably had more, knowing more about. But, like, actual being treated for concussions, 2. The headache I had during and after eating number 10 is the worst headache I ever had. It went away relatively quick, you know. Like,
thank fucking God.
Yeah,
because the headache went away when the heat went away.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Mine went away a little bit sooner, but like the actual headache right before and right after 10 was the worst headache I ever had.
But where was the pain?
The pain was on mine. Was actually the front of my mouth, the whole front of my mouth, like my lips and my teeth. And the tip of my tongue.
My lips hurt, but it was nothing compared to, like, the fucking just burning the back of my
throat.
And
then, like I said, the burning in my ears.
So weird.
And the headache. Oddly enough, even with, like I said, everything feeling like it was sitting in my chest, my throat felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, front of my mouth, headache, and my ears being on fire was the most pain areas. But then you get into that weird, like, I don't know if it's because all the sodium and everything that we were eating.
Quite possibly.
But, like, my joints were achy. Like I was super dehydrated. You ever, like, just get... Well, I know you guys have, but like when you get like super drunk and you wake on beer,
you wake up the next day and you're just
first off
dehydrated, yeah, achy. That's how I felt like on the way home. I was like, man, knees, my back, my elbow, like all that just was kind
of
sore.
Your stomach was sucking up all that liquid, yeah, trying to get rid of it. It was like, nope, every ounce of water in you is coming to this stomach because we need to get this stuff done. The next day, though, I did feel like one of the worst hangovers the first few hours. Bad. Like, the whole achy joints and fucking... I couldn't, like... After a while, I couldn't stay awake in my chair. Like, sitting in the den trying to watch TV. I think I was trying to watch New Girl. And I was just like... Because they need something
it's
to...
It's not fun anymore.
Yeah, like, I was like... I needed to watch something where I wasn't going to be... I knew I didn't have to focus on it. And I was just like, this is fucking terrible. And I was just like, this is just... I don't like this at all. I was like... I felt worse the first half of Thursday than I ever did after any, we'll say partying, that I ever did in my heyday. Like, I'm talking like booze and drugs.
You had a pretty good heyday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the way I felt was like, oh, this is why people don't, like, they, the next day, just hair the dog. Cause, like, I felt like, other than the fact I didn't want
to go fucking all like, this is again. Really bad. I'm going to go have some hot sauce. Yeah. See if that calms it down a little bit.
And then, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go see what I have to eat, like, to soak this up, right? So I had, like, fucking crackers. And I was like, oh, I'm eating these crackers. I'm like, oh, the crackers are fucking delicious, I think. I could taste salt. And that's about it. But I was like, all right. Then it sat in my stomach like a fucking lead weight. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a terrible choice. I think it was after... And I ate the crackers before I took the hot shit. Because it was in the... I slept in. Slept in. I was in my bed until roughly about 10:30 that morning. Got up. Think I finished a whole bottle of water. Went to the den. Sat around. Trying to figure out what I wanted to watch. Then I was like, fuck it, New Girl. I'm going to watch New Girl. Hopefully I'll laugh, and maybe, and it just, the whole time I was like, this is, if I owned a gun, I would end it.
Oh, geez.
Like, that's my body was so rough, dude. I was like, maybe this is why I stopped drinking.
Yeah. Cause
and doing other stuff. Cause afterwards. I think Taj said I felt like hammered like dog shit. I was like, I would actually rather feel like hammered dog shit than what I do right now.
Here we go. Oh, shit, I lost it.
Oh, way to go, stupid.
I had it, but it went
away. So while you look for that, part of the Hot Ones challenge is asking the questions, and it's the stuff or the idea behind it is that you are more honest when you are fucking have, you know, just
when you have
that spice in
your filters, you go, like, yeah, your filters go away.
Of all the questions that you can remember, is there any one that you're like, fuck, what did I say there, you know?
No.
I mean, none of them were really that bad, especially the 10 that we asked.
The 10 we had weren't terrible.
Weren't terrible, but there was no answer like, I wish I could would have answered that differently or anything.
No, when I went back and watched it, I don't remember answering the what would God say, what would you want God to say to you at the gates? And I said, welcome. Yeah. And I was like, that's actually like the best answer I could have given.
You did alter that and say something else.
I said
welcome. And then you're like,
no spicy food or something.
Yeah, like no spicy food or whatever. But I think I might have said that first, then I said welcome. But it's like, after that, I was like, oh, I could have easily said, like, you know, something terrible, like trying to make a joke out of it.
Right.
But like, I was not working.
Yeah, like, no, he's like,
yeah, I don't even think I answered it. Override
my humor.
Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't even answer that question.
I don't think you did either.
I don't think I did. I think I was just like,
you were okay, fighting to throw up.
Let's talk about this podcast and let's go home.
Like, just let's get this over with.
All right, so this is before we go. This is our hour of talking about our shit. By the way,
no, not all of it was about our shit. Majority of it was about
some
our
of
shit.
It was vomit.
Okay, yes. So this is the first text between our group, the podcast guys, and Taj.
Name of the text group. Yep.
Name of the text group. Taj, and if I say Tomb Raider, it's because Taj is in my phone as Tomb Raider for...
That's another story.
Unspecified.
Oh, reasons. By the way, guys, dolphins do have nipples.
They do.
Yes.
I forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah.
All right, so Taj texts a GIF, so it begins, and then he goes, this is Taj, smell is revolting. Cody, I'm about to take in quotations, the shit.
Taj. I thought.
I took it. It was awful. Joey Two Dicks. Hey, I'm doing that now.
Because I literally
was. With an exclamation point. Like, he's real excited. Like, hey, guys. I go, and this is at 8:08 when the first one. This is 8:30. This is me. Hey, I had to pull over at a gas station on my way home. Threw up in a parking lot a lot, then shit my hopes and dreams out in their bathroom. Cody, I'm okay if you guys don't want to be my friends. No hard feelings. It was a good run. I know I've been a terrible person, but I like to think at times I was funny. But after this, I wouldn't blame you for putting a hit out on me. Joe, it's not as bad as last week when I felt like someone maced my asshole.
That was the next Cody, day.
This is 8:32. Yeah, it was. So this is still all that night. Cody, well, I'll let you know how it is in a bit. Joe, we did this together. We are all to blame. I text, the vomit was just as hot. Cody, video is up on YouTube. Being very professional-like. Joe says, Mike, was it spicy hot? Yes. Joe, gross, you double whammied yourself. Cody, this is 8:42, so this is like bam, bam, bam. Cody, I present actual footage of my ass currently. It's a gif of a volcano going off. Joe, yep. Cody, the poopery isn't working. Taj, I'm having such bad stomach cramps. It's the worst thing I've ever experienced. Joe, Mike, you forgot your salsa, which I didn't give a fuck about at the time. Cody, my taste buds are broken. Water doesn't taste right. That's 9:24 at night. That's the last one that night. Me about 9:18 because I had to be at work at 7. So I give you guys a couple hours because I know Cody was going to sleep in. Hey, guys, how we feeling? Joe, good. You? Me? I'm good. Stomach a little weird, but I'm good. Joe, did you make it the whole night without any emergencies? Yes, I did. Nice. I did have to shit twice at work already, though. That was me.
And what time was that?
That was 9:33 in the morning.
So less than 2 hours being at work.
Right. I averaged about an hour that day. That's at 9:33. At 10 o'clock, Taj goes, I've shit like 16 times. My stomach is destroyed. I took the day off. I would have spent more time in the bathroom than working. I go, dang. Taj, yeah, I didn't think my stomach appreciates the trauma. And then it's 10:03 and still no text from Cody. So I go, we might have to go check on Cody. Taj, LOL. Joe at 12:11. Cody, did you die? and then Cody goes, nope, slept in. How are you doing? My asshole's on fire. And that's about it in terms of
the.
Yeah. So the following 12 hours. In our communication, because we wanted to make sure everything was okay. And, yeah, that was a fun night.
I'm going to call this episode Aftermath.
The Aftermath, that's what I was thinking. One last question. What was your guys' favorite sauce?
You know, honestly, early on...
you had Cristal, Valencia...
So, Valentina and Cristal were good. Just good sauces.
Yeah, the Valentina one would be really good at home if you're making like at-home tacos and stuff. I can see myself I'm not buying any of them for a while, just out of protest. But at some point when I get over this mentally, I could see myself buying that one. In terms of the hotter ones, I didn't mind the hot ones one.
The Chipotle...
Fiery Chipotle.
Like, because that had enough bite to be like, oh.
It was good.
But it was good.
The problem is the Queen Majesty, the ginger, was still overpowering to me. And so I couldn't taste ginger. It fully.
I hate ginger. So the Queen Majesty was the grossest one without being brutally hot.
I actually like that one. I know I said it on air as well, that the weirdest thing is that it just tasted like it would go really good as a celery dip for some reason.
Yeah, makes sense.
But so, what would be your favorite one if you had to pick?
I would almost like to go back and taste the hot ones. The hot ones, Fire Chipotle.
By itself.
Yeah. By itself, without all the other mixed flavors. Because drinking liquids didn't get, like, anything, you can't go from one sauce to another and, like, really wash your palate out. You're not
cleansing your palate. Yeah.
So I would like to try that one separately because I remember it tasting good, but not in like it was so much ginger in my mouth that I was like, I can't really tell if or not. Right. So I'd like to try that one again. And since I do own them, they're leasing over at someone's house who has room to put those things. I would like to try that one again, like regularly, maybe like on a regular. Oh, I'm gonna try this out. You know, put it on whatever. But man, the other ones, a lot of them just didn't taste good at all.
Yeah,
I don't remember if I remember what was three.
I can't even remember. It's all a weird blur.
It's Cristal, or it was Valentina's Cristal. Because Queen Majesty was four, the right?
Aardvark?
Secret Aardvark.
Secret Aardvark number three. That one didn't have a good taste.
That one was very bizarre. It had a very weird taste to it.
I didn't like that one.
I think it was very. It tasted like a habanero, but like not good.
My favorite would probably be the Valentina's.
Yeah, Valentino's is a solid. It just like I don't think I've ever had it before. I remember seeing it places, but I'm not one to use table hot sauce at like taco shops or whatever.
Right.
I usually like the house hot sauce. Usually, it's better ones. But I mean, I wouldn't if I were to be like you know if I were one of those like Tabasco on eggs type people. I think I would use
which I am. So I could Valentino's, literally, I would literally love to. In fact, I'll probably make eggs this week with some bacon and just like little Valentino's on top.
Yeah, man, it's at your house for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
Valentina was probably my favorite, just in terms of flavor wise. But I would like to try a couple of them further down the line, not the last three, but a couple of them.
The Cristal, I don't think went well with chicken.
Well,
but then again, in hindsight, hard to say.
It's popcorn chicken, and none of it really went well with hot sauces. I think like. A lot of those sauces would have been better suited, again, like on some tacos would have been like the ideal situation to try them out.
Yeah, this didn't go good with the that popcorn breaded chicken.
No.
I don't think it was designed for that at all.
No.
I
still got way too much of it.
Yeah, for sure. Them bitches were soppy.
All right.
This was literally just a podcast about
The aftermath
of last week. So, in case you guys are wondering what's it like, and if you want to do the challenge, reach out to us.
Yeah,
we'll watch you do it.
We have all the sauces. We have enough for a couple more challenges. So, if you guys want to do it, we could set something up, and maybe Joe will do it against you guys.
If he does, it's his damn fault.
Yep.
Yeah, it would be. Anyway.
I believe that's the wrap-up symbol move we're getting there from the producers. So, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.